In a seminal deal, in 1868, the Lakeshore Railroad, a part of the New York Central, gave Rockefeller's firm a going rate of 1 cent a gallon or 42 cents a barrel, an effective 71% discount from its listed rates in return for a promise to ship at least 60 carloads of oil daily and to handle load and unload on its own. Citation needed. Smaller companies decried such deals as unfair because they were not producing enough oil to qualify for discounts. They had 6 months to complete the breakup, and it was up to the government to enforce it. Launched California as an oil-producing state and demonstrated the spirit of innovation, ingenuity, optimism and risk-taking that has marked the company ever since. It helped Hitler to take power and then became a basic part of Hitler's world organization of agitation and espionage. In 1916, Standard became the first company in the industry to adopt an 8-hour day for all salaried and contract employees. Other benefits, including sick leave and retirement benefits, were added within the next few years. The company grew by increasing sales and through acquisitions. This we cannot and ought not to do. Under these circumstances, we are, therefore, asked to hold that the Act of Congress accepts contracts which are not an unreasonable restraint of trade, and which only keep rates up to a reasonable price, notwithstanding the language of the Act makes no such exception. After purchasing competing firms, Rockefeller shut down those he believed to be inefficient and kept the others. It was during this year that Humble, led by its pioneering chief geologist Wallace Pratt, employed micropaleontology. Standard acquires a 50% interest in Humble Oil and Refining Company of Texas. Standard Oil became the first company to revolutionize kerosene, which became an extremely popular product. Standard Oil had around 4% of the market share in 1870. Standard Oil divided into 34 smaller companies.